Welcome back. We're with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis. This is Red Barn Radio.
Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. Well, I've been thinking about you, baby, I just can't keep from crying. Carina, Carina, where you been so long? Carina, Carina, where you been so long? Well, I ain't had no loving since you've been gone. Carina, Carina, where'd you stay last night? Carina, Carina, where'd you stay last night? You come home this morning, the sun was shining bright. Carina, Carina, you know it's fairly well. Carina, Carina, you know it's fairly well. Where I'll be tomorrow morning, only the road will tell. Where I'll be tomorrow morning, only the road will tell.
All right, we do have a special guest. Back in 1986, up in New York, where I was living, I started a songwriters group. And then when we moved down to Somerset, Kentucky, about 11 years ago, I thought, well, I should get a songwriters group going down here. One of the people we met at the first meeting is still with us. That's the man standing right here on my right, Mr. Jim Stout. I said to him, well, what kind of songs do you write? And he says, oh, kind of like the Moron Brothers. And if you don't know who the Moron Brothers are, the name says it all. And I am so proud to present Mr. Unplugged, Jim Stout.
Well, ever since I was a little bitty feller about knee-high to a grasshopper, and I heard that first song on the radio, I wanted to be a country star. My grandpa, he made me my first guitar out of a tin-hand helm can and a backer stick. He put it together and drove some finishing nails in the end of it, wrapped some barbed wire around it, and I took great pains learning to play that thing. I knew if I could get my songs out there, I'd be a star in the Grand Ole Opry by that weekend. But during that time, I got my hands on a reel-to-reel recorder and played a couple of my songs on there and went to play it back, and I knew right away I wasn't going to be no country star. But it still, it didn't interfere with my love for music and my love to write songs. And I wanted to be a country star so bad I even wrote a song about it, and it goes like this. I want to be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away, strumming on my old guitar. Now my own songs I would make, Just like the late great Hank, I'll hear the fans roar while I sing about being poor, while I'm taking my money to the bank. I wanna be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away, strumming on my old guitar. Now I'll sing about digging a ditch, or maybe about a wicked witch. Sing one so sad to make you cry about how hard it is getting by while I'm getting filthy rich. I wanna be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away, strumming on my old guitar. Now up the charts my songs will be darting, I'll sell my records by the carton. To the stars I won't be nameless, get to rub elbows with the famous, and maybe meet Dolly Parton. I wanna be a country star, drive around in a fancy car, just pick and play my whole life away. Man, I sure would like to meet Dolly Parton. Thank you, thank you.
You've got a plethora of recordings, I mean, ranging from all the way back to when you were recording in New York to your latest album, which is Rest on the Tracks.
We've been fortunate in that the people who have recorded us, the people who own the studios, are also multi-instrumentalists. We recorded two up in New York and three down here in Kentucky. And in New York, we recorded with a brother duo called the Dady Brothers, and they play everything. And then down here, there was a fellow in Somerset named Kevin Ambergy, who just played everything also. A great mandolin player, guitar player, dobro player. And then we'd have people like Paul come in and add some instrumentation. We had a couple of fiddle players, Lonnie Osborne from London, and Chris Sines, who was living over in Adair County at the time, and Kelly Caldwell, great mandolin and vocalist, and would sing some harmony.
Can't forget about Mandolin Jack.
Oh, Mandolin Jack. He's from England. We have a weekly acoustic music jam in Somerset, and one day he showed up at the front door, and he was just traveling around from England over here to Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, and he was great. So the next time he came back to the States, we hosted him in a concert, and Sherry and I and a fiddle player and a bass player were his band, and I had just written a song called Silent Lonesome Sound, and I played it for him, and he said, why don't you do that in the concert? So we did it in the concert. It was the first time I ever sang it out in public. And it came out so good that I thought, you know, I could not duplicate this in the studio. So we put the live recording on the CD. And it was also a chance for us to have Mandolin Jack on that CD with us. On the road, it's late at night, you're all alone, it's so darn quiet, but there's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. On the radio, in the old hotel, you hear the song she loves so well. There's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. Like a shooting star that lights the night, falls in pieces to the ground. She broke your heart, you fell apart.
to a silent, lonesome sign. A dusty book, old photograph. You see the smile, you hear the laugh. There's a sound your heart makes when it breaks. Like a shooting star that lights the night and falls in pieces to the ground. She broke your heart, you fell apart into a silent, lonesome sigh. You're on the road, it's late at night, you're all alone, so darn quiet, but there's a sound your heart makes when it breaks.
Just joined us tonight. We're with LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
When you listen to somebody else's song, what is it that speaks to you? Is it the words, or is it the instrumentation, or is it kind of a combination?
Combination. The words have to make sense, for one thing. We hear so many songs that we wonder, what does this song mean? You know, but if we hear
there's
a song...
There's a lot of songs that we heard that we really like, and then when you look them up and you see what the words are, it's like, eh.
Like the old Carter Family songs, we actually prefer hearing them done by other people than the Carter Family, because it seems like the Carter Family sang with frowns on their faces or something. But when you hear them done with a nice harmony and everything, that catches us, the harmony. Once that harmony catches us, if it's a good song, we want to learn it.
Well, it's kind of the quintessential song that I think about that was done by a group that you would never think would even touch the sky. Johnny Cash doing Hurt, that was originally written by Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. And if you've never heard the Nine Inch Nails version and you listen to Johnny Cash, you think that he wrote that. It was right after June passed away, and it was just a great version of a song that he didn't write, but he made it special.
And that's a great album, by the way, that Cash album.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's Cash. That's the most valuable thing out there, right?
Your breath is sweet, your eyes are like two jewels in the sky. Your back is straight, your hair is smooth on the pillow where you lie. I don't sense affection, no gratitude, no love. Your loyalty is not to me, but to the stars above. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Your daddy, he's an outlaw, a wounder by trade.
show you how to pick and choose and how to throw the blade. He oversees the kingdom, so no stranger does intrude. His voice echoes as he calls out for another plate of food.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Your sister sees the future like your mama and yourself. You never learn to read or write, there's no books upon your shelf. Your pleasure knows no limit, your voice is like a meadowlark. But your heart is like the ocean, mysterious and dark.
One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below. Where we lay down to rest, you promised to be my blue-eyed boy, but that sun sank in the west.
introduce this next one? Because I always give it the wrong title.
That's fine, mate.
We're going to feature Paul on a tune, the standard Foggy Mountain Breakdown, but what is it you call it?
Yeah, we learned to call it where we come from, the Breaky Mountain Fog Down.
All right.
I'd like to thank our guests, LeMay and Reese, with Paul Davis, and their special guest, Jim Stout, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. And of course, we thank all of our studio audience for supporting Red Barn Radio's mission to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Give it up one more time for LeMay and Reese.
When you walked away, you took my heart with you. And you heard me say it was the right thing to do. But that was a lie I told to forget you. For saying goodbye, it was the wrong thing to do. It's not over. It's never been over. There's something about you I will never forget. It's not over. It's never been over. There's something about you. It's not over yet.
My heart was broken in two. I truly believed it was the right thing to do. But the tears kept falling. There was no living without you. Saying goodbye was the wrong thing to do.
It's not over, it's never been over. There's something about you I will never forget. It's not over, it's never been over. There's something about you. Not over yet. Now you're telling me you'd like to start over. You're calling on me to forgive and forget.
But there's really nothing you have to regret, 'cause I've always known it's not over yet. It's not over, it's never been over. There's something about you I will never forget. It's not over, it's never been over. There's something about you, it's not over yet. There's something about you, it's not over yet.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Joe, Sherry, Paul, and Jim, LeMay and Reese with Paul Davis, and Jim Stout for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. Campus Computer Repair is a Lexington business with a reputation for providing a consistently high level of customer service, fast repair times, and reasonable rates. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.